This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. The city of Colorado Springs wants to bring commercial development to an urban renewal zone on the city's west side. The city council approved designing over 100 acres in the Gold Hill Mesa development as a commercial urban renewal zone, allowing developers to access more than $35 million in financing for infrastructure improvements. The council also approved using over $13 million in sales tax and property tax revenue to help fund improvements in the area. The tax increment financing will remain in place for the next 25 years. Well, as you heard Mary just say, the first big winter storm of the season is taking aim at the Rockies and Plains this week. Snow will move in from the Rockies into North Dakota today, reaching Minnesota by Friday. Snowfall totals could be in the light category area, with the exception of the higher mountain elevations and northern latitudes. It could also be followed by a second system coming up on Friday night for parts of the Mountain West, including Denver and Colorado Springs, and into Salt Lake City over the weekend. It's something we're continuing to watch. We'll have the latest forecast with Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews coming up in mere moments. A defense contractor is planning an expansion into Colorado Springs that could lead to 200 new jobs. Frontier Technologies announced yesterday that it's planning a $15 million facility at an existing building off of Garden of the Gods Road. The new Orbit Center will focus mainly on Space Force initiatives, though it would also support other branches of the military. The facility is expected to be operational by the end of next year. Well, we brought you this as a breaking news story yesterday. Two people are hospitalized today in critical condition following a crash near North Cheyenne Canyon and Canyonwood Road. The Colorado Springs Fire Department says a car went off the edge of the road near Helen Hunt Falls yesterday afternoon. The car traveled about 75 feet down a steep slope before stopping. The fire department also said two people had to be extricated from that car and were taken to the hospital. No details about that crash have yet been released. Pueblo County is putting a burn ban in place until a fire that started nearly 2 weeks ago is contained. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office announced the ban yesterday. A social media post noted that a significant number of resources are being used to fight the St. Charles fire, which was first reported on U.S. Forest Service land on October 14th. About 150 firefighters from different state and local agencies are currently working to control the fire, which grew to more than 250 acres yesterday. Lab workers testified Tuesday in the trial of the Aurora police officer Nathan Woodyard, involved in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. Forensic toxicologist Michael Lamb said that ketamine dosages can impact people differently, as the defense argues it wasn't the officer's actions, but rather the administration of the drug from paramedics.
There are people that may be genetically predisposed to having a different process where they metabolize the drug differently. There are size differences in individual people that may factor in.
That was Michael Lamb. Ultimately reviewed the work of the other lab employees who tested McClain's blood samples and issued a toxicology report. The lab workers confirmed that both ketamine and marijuana were found in McClain's bloodstream. And finally, the Air Force Academy is warning its neighbors about an emergency response exercise that's planned today in about an hour from right now. Those living near the academy may see an increased first responder activity and hear simulated gunfire and explosions. Multiple agencies and medical facilities have worked with the academy on planning the exercise, and some of them will be involved in today's event. Again, that is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock at about 55 minutes from right now.
Calm conditions will continue for southern Colorado for the duration of the evening. Still some breezy, off and on winds between 15 to 20 miles per hour, especially for higher terrain areas. Overnight tonight, we're in the 30s and 40s, highs back in the 70s on Thursday. With partly sunny skies, we will endure gusty winds through the afternoon with 30 to 35 mile an hour gusts overnight Thursday into Friday morning, as an incoming cold front drops our temperatures into the 50s for highs by Friday. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.